fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 3rd day of October. Prepper tip of the day. Excellent new movie, just came out a few weeks ago. I'm going to give you the title and tell you how to get a hold of it. I've watched about a third of it. It's excellent, very well done. I'll be watching the rest of it later this morning. The name of the movie is In Search of Liberty. It's a movie about the U.S. Constitution, very professionally shot, Hollywood quality movie, hour and a half long, more or less. The way to get your hands on it is the following website, insearchofliberty.com. That's insearchofliberty.com. Very well done. I believe every home in the United States should have a copy of this movie. That's how strongly I feel about it. And you need to get several copies so that everyone in your family can watch it as well. Seriously, I'll hope to be interviewing some people associated with this film over the next week or so. We will work diligently on getting them as a guest here on the John Moore Show. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting to greet him, my friend, Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who's taken the time, made the effort to become quite knowledgeable of all the many ways that incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life can help you have the fun, full, happy, healthy life that we all want to have. Leon, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing, Mr. Moore?
How's life? Well, I am fantastic. How about you, sir?
Just about to go on another trip, and I have to repair my serpentine belt, so I just got to the shop right now. I'm getting the keys and continue the conversation.
A serpentine belt for your Toyota that's been tricked out?
That's correct. They said there's some cracks in it, and I'm just about to go on a 5,000-mile drive, and I don't like to...
Yeah. Well, I always keep a spare serpentine belt in all my vehicles, because if you need it and you don't have it, any shop can replace it. It's simple procedure. But if you're on a small village in Montana or Utah, you may be 24 hours before they can get one. So having one you could save a lot of time. And that's one of the weak points in these modern vehicles, is these serpentine belts.
Yes, sir.
So, Leon, obviously the big news is what happened just before midnight, Sunday night in Las Vegas, I was just watching a video, amateur video that's on Rinse.com. It's pretty shaky, but I'll be watching that again to see if I can see muzzle flashes from someplace other than the 32nd floor of that Mandalay Bay hotel. You and I are both gun guys, and there's more evidence coming out of the extensive collection of firearms this gentleman owned, Paddock. And apparently he had modified two or more to become what's called bump fire rifles, where a simple mechanical device is installed on the firearm that allows to simulate a full automatic weapons fire. The authorities are alluding on each occasion to one full automatic weapon in the arsenal that he had. And I think once you get up around 40 firearms, it may be proper to call it an arsenal. yeah, with no description of what that fire might be. Now, this was a man of considerable financial ability, so he may very well have owned a M60 or some similar belt-fed firearm. That remains to be seen. Regardless, as I was mentioning the first hour, usually listen to part of my show, Leon, I'm putting people on notice to make appointments with their state reps and U.S. reps to go to these offices and oppose anti-gun legislation and to support pro-gun legislation. Do you have any follow-up on that, Leon?
Well, I agree with you. I do the same thing here in Colorado when they started doing the magazine bans, and you know, we were following the same stupidity as California was. And so, yes, I stood in front of Colorado Congress and told them, and I had my two children saying, you know, if you're going to make these bans effective, you're going to make law-abiding citizens and veterans felons, because they're not going to stop protecting their children just because of your stupid laws.
Right. Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, Leon, needless to say, we've got several thousand people in this country and probably other countries who had friends and relatives that were at this Las Vegas event. Friends and relatives who were either traumatized or injured or shot to death. And these people are going to be experiencing this trauma, post-traumatic stress, for weeks, months, and years into the future. Yes, and sir. That's where our favorite products to help people deal with this, with doTERRA essential oils, that's where these oils come in, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, remember we talked about the emotional blends? Those oils have been designed specifically by scientists and experts on that pertain to the limbic system. So we have some that are, one is called Console. Another blend by doTERRA specifically is called Forgive. And another one, Peace. So because of the benefits of the oils going into the limbic system, so when you breathe them in, it goes through your nasal the olfactory system. And the limbic system is the only system in the entire body that has a straight shot right to the brain. The rest of them all go through the other vortices in the brain and get filtered, vision, hearing. But the limbic system is the only one known that goes straight to the brain. So when you inhale these oils, certain ones are very, very calming. So, yes, you could be in a life and death situation. Your house could have burned up or blown away with the Irma and Harvey.
Down in
Houston. So, you know, when you're dealing with stress like that, or if you're on the go because of an evacuation, you're going to have lots of emotional trauma, and especially when it comes to PTSD, which is typically when they've done studies with the millions of people in combat, they found out that PTSD or in life and death situations that are man-made, so the man in Nice, France, driving the truck through the crowd of thousands of people, or the shooters in Vegas, those are man-made, and because of that, there are more tendency to have PTSD than when it's something natural like a a hurricane or a tornado or a flood that wasn't impacted by somebody like the Corps of Engineers or things like that. So as long as it's not a man-made impact, people have a tendency to be more recuperative. Whereas when it's the psychosis or evil of man, then it seems like PTSD is more prevalent.
Well, I got a personal follow-up on that. I got back from my first day of flying combat missions. We would fly three a day. I'd only been out of high school 16 months. I was 20 years old. I get back from my first day of flying combat missions, and the men flying the plane and the crew chief, Grady, we called him, he was old enough to be my father. He was a World War II veteran. So I said, Chief, Sergeant, whatever I called him, I guess I called him Sergeant. I said, Sergeant, my stomach doesn't feel so good. He said, young trooper, come with us to the bar, to the NCO club. We'll fix you up. So I went with him, and they said, what you need, young trooper, is a rum and coke. And I never drank hard liquor in my life. And I said, okay, I trusted these guys. You know, my life depended on their expertise and knowledge.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll have a rum and coke. And they were right. It did settle down in my stomach. Now, short term, short term, there's nothing wrong with rum and coke. But long term, it's unhealthy and can lead to serious long-term health issues, to use alcohol, to deal with the trauma of being in combat. I didn't know about, obviously, I mean, what do I know as a 20-year-old? I didn't know about essential oils or the healthy ways to deal with that kind of trauma. But being in these men and women who went through what happened just before midnight Sunday night, that was combat. There's no two ways about it. That was combat. Being shot at for 72 minutes with automatic weapons, that's a really long time. Most firefights last, just 3 to 5 minutes, quite frankly. So I'm going to encourage everybody who's and just watching. If you had a friend or a relative who went through that and you're watching it on television, you're experiencing secondhand trauma as well. So as opposed to using rum and coke to deal with this kind of trauma, I'm going to encourage people to do it the healthy way and deal with trauma by getting doTERRA essential oils like Peace and the others that Leon mentioned. And here's how you do it. First of all, send me an email. My email address is thelibertyman@AOL.com. That's thelibertyman@AOL.com. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. It's pretty simple and straightforward. You may want to get yourself two copies of two books. They're both Essential Oils is the title. The first is the fifth edition of Essential Oils. Oh, no, disregard. Modern Essentials. You should have corrected me here, Leon. Modern Essentials. You just sit there and let me make an idiot of myself. Modern Essentials.
No, I don't.
Okay. Modern Essentials, fifth edition, Modern Essentials, 9th edition, which just came out last month in September. They're both available at Amazon.com. And you got the tools you need. You got the educational tools and the access. The educational tools are the books. The access is the My doTERRA website link. And we have all kinds of trauma in our lives. It may be an out-of-control teenager. It may be a issue with work. It could be an issue with money. There's all kinds of trauma that are part of daily lives, some obviously more serious than others. I mean, if the transmission on your Ford pickup truck goes out and you don't have the $3,000 to fix it, that's trauma. So whatever it might be, there's healthy ways to deal with trauma, and the doTERRA essential oils will help you deal with it in a healthy way that will long-term have no ill effects, as opposed to consuming alcohol or prescription pharmaceutical products. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. And when you were talking about that, you know, the alcohol, when you're saying long-term, I've seen that cirrhosis of the liver. And the Coca-Cola would be indicative of it. Diabetes. So I agree with you that the oils, and many people discount them, especially men, because they're like, it just smells good. And there's over 40,000 studies. I mean, there's 6 studies alone on peppermint. in allowing the brain to think better and more efficiently, and increasing mental recall up to 60%, just breathing it. So they've done tests in universities where students are stressing out over, you know, their grades and staying in college and not getting kicked out, losing a scholarship and moving and all the things attached to college life. But when they did these studies, they found that just breathing peppermint oil increased their recall by up to 60%. That's compared to the people sitting right next to them who didn't have any capacity to do that, and they did not do so well. And so, it is for men who don't know about it, it makes a lot of sense for them to be able to see how they can apply something as simple as an oil to their nose or to their chest or sublingually, and have it improve their mood. And especially when you're dealing with something like PTSD or the trauma that's occurred in the last 48 hours.
I agree, Leon. And I have to admit, when I was a young man in my teens, 20s, and even in my 30s, I would not have been very receptive to this message. I simply wouldn't. I was busy with education and career during my teens, 20s, and 30s, being a soldier, being a young investigator, and so forth. And I would not have been very receptive to this message, which is true for most American men most of the time, especially teens, 20s, and 30s. I would say as I got to my early to mid-40s, I became more open and more receptive to matters of this nature, where as a younger man, I wouldn't have been. And that's pretty much the paradigm and pretty much what you would expect with American men, isn't it, Leon? Leon, are you there? Hello, Leon. Did we lose Leon?
Yes, sir. No, you didn't lose me. I'm sorry. I was just getting out of the truck, and I don't want you to hear all the background noise.
But okay.
I agree with you 100% in that, you know, what the American, the average person here in America is taught, just by watching, you know, an hour of TV is a number of drugs. You take these drugs for this issue. But it doesn't matter if it's ED or stress or sleep or headaches, but then they seem to gloss over the last, you know, 10% of the commercial where it says this may cause, may cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, suicidal depression, and death. And so,
all right, you know, they always leave death for the end, don't they?
Yes, sir, and they do it really fast.
I'm visiting my daughter. She has television, of course, like most Americans. So I watched television last night, which I almost never do that. I don't have TV at my home. And after a couple of hours of that, I said to my son-in-law, "Oh yeah, this is why I don't have television."
What did he say about that response?
He kind of laughingly agreed, because it's hard to have children in modern age and not have TV, although I know families that don't. It's pretty dismal. It really is. Television is pretty dismal, and automobiles and pharmaceutical products are what they promote for the most part, along with fast food. It's just the nature of our modern society, and anything you can limit children's exposure to television, I think, is a good thing. And adults are no better. I think the average American adult watches, 3 to 4 hours per day per person?
I believe it's closer to 5 hours, and children are in 8-plus category. Yes, sir.
Oh, that is scary. That is really scary.
Yeah,
I don't want to
think about it.
Go ahead.
There's a statement, if you read 10 books on any subject, you become an expert on there. And I forgot the number of hours of watching. But yeah, think about it. If they took that time, and whether they want to learn another language, another, you know, 5 hours a day is crazy, a waste of time. But you know, everybody knows. You know, remember in Friends.
Hold that thought. Yep. Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be up the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the third day of October. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about doTERRA essential oils. If you want to get started with doTERRA essential oils, here's what you do. First of all, send me an email. My email address is thelibertyman@aol.com. And by return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. And then get yourself two copies of the following book, Modern Essentials. 5th edition, which came out several years ago, and the 9th edition, which just came out in September. You need both. They're both excellent. They both are standalone in their own merit. Then you've got what you need to get started. In addition, if you need a private consultation, you can call Leon at his office telephone and set up that, yes, that first private, no-charge consultation. Leon, what is that office telephone number, Mountain Time?
Yes, it's 303. 495-2188.
That's 303-495-2188. That's Leon's office number. Call him up during office hours, Mountain Time, and make that appointment for that consultation. I know people don't want to discuss their personal medical situation in front of several thousand people on the radio, and I respect that. But these conversations with you, Leon, are personal and confidential, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's just like the HIPAA issues. You know, it's between them and I, and we address the issue. And if they want to include others, then a lot of times we'll do three ways to find out, you know, how the parents are doing or whatever the case is.
Right, right. So, trauma. Obviously, clearly, with what happened, the worst mass shooting in the history of the United States of America, that took place just before midnight local time in Las Vegas, Sunday night, or going into Monday morning. We have a lot of people dealing with trauma all over the United States, and there's going to be more of the incidents. There's speculation, Leon, that Mr. Paddock, and it's based up with some evidence, we have the ISIS representative in Egypt claiming very forcefully that Mr. Paddock had affiliated himself with ISIS. ISIS does have a track record of being truthful when they make these statements. Well, I've seen no evidence to back that up yet, other than these statements from ISIS. That remains to be seen. But we do know for a fact that ISIS has operatives in this country that do mean to cause harm to innocent Americans all over the country. The selection of this venue, I think, was by design to get people in a confined area, 22,000 people in a confined area, shooting from a elevated position, giving the shooter the maximum opportunity to cause as much carnage as possible. 59 people dead, 525 wounded is the last numbers I saw. So people are dealing with trauma, and the healthy way to deal with it, as opposed to alcohol or pharmaceutical products, is with essential oils, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, many people also prayer and relaxation. I mean, when you're breathing the oils and you do a, you know, deep breathing is remarkably effective in calming people down. And I believe in many of the schools, the military schools, and some of the schools I've gone to, even in the civilian capacity, you know, deep breathing when you're dealing with stress. Over the summer, I took a class that was a anti-terrorism class. And one of the ones they talked about was dealing with breathing. And so I cheated in the class, and I was able to cheat. And then I brought the oils, and it allowed me to even be more relaxed than my colleagues who were, you know, suffering the same torture. And so that was a made-up scenario, but they were trying to convince us to stay in condition yellow. And if you are not aware of your surroundings, the immediate exits, people who look sketchy, if you're not prepared for that, you can be abducted. And then right at, and that was the very beginning of the class. And right after that, they talked about them. And then they showed these beheadings, both in Mexico and throughout the world. And they're like, these are the people who were in condition white. We weren't paying
That's
attention.
Right.
We weren't focused.
That's right.
And so when I said I cheated, it's because I had the oils. I touched into my nose, and I did extremely deep breathing to calm down my stress. And they were tasing us as they were pouring the water. And
there
so,
you go.
Having these,
hold that
having
thought.
These
Hold
oils,
that thought, Leon. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the third day of October. Life does go on, despite the carnage of all the people that were killed and injured in Las Vegas. Life does go on, and we have other issues that continue to move forward, such as our project. It's the listeners and myself finding images of continents with new coastlines on television shows and movies. We have them going back to the mid-1950s now, so far. If you like to watch movies and television shows, keep a sharp eye out. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me. And as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my five DVDs. We now have listed more than a dozen at my website, movies and television shows, even a magazine article from Look Magazine, 1952. It's a fascinating project, and I enjoy working with all of you to get those images located and get them posted. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. I use mine every night. When I travel, I have a pad on the seat of my car. It helps those miles just melt away, along with the audiobooks that I listen to. I sleep on my pad every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning after a great night's sleep. You can also. If you have joint pain or arthritis pain or back pain, what are you waiting for? You're going to keep taking pharmaceutical products? It's not a healthy thing to do. Get yourself an energy cleaner. It's only $285 shipping included in American zip codes. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. Yes, you can send me a check also to my address at my website at thelibertyman.com. Do your homework. Make your choice. Get your energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Don't forget, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Leon Green. We're talking about doTERRA essential oils. If you've got a question or comment about the oils, give us a call. Are you already using them? Give us a call. If you're considering using them, want a little advice, we'll talk about that. No problem. If you need private consultation, private advice from Leon, give Leon a call at his office, Pacific Business, Mountain Time Business Hours. That office telephone number for Leon is 303-495-2188. Well, Leon, as a country, as a nation, we're dealing with trauma. Now, all of us, the flags were ordered to fly half-staff Monday, yesterday, by the President of the United States, as well they should. He's in Puerto Rico today. I believe he'll be in Las Vegas tomorrow to make some firsthand observations and give some aid and comfort to the victims and families of the victims in Las Vegas. It was really a cross-section of Americans, young, old, black, white, Asian, who were at this concert and enjoying the music, enjoying what they thought would be a fun evening watching these performers. And next thing they know, they're being shot at with automatic weapons. Not what you would expect, is it, Leon?
Absolutely not, but it was almost a precursor. I was there in January 1st this year in Vegas, and this is the first time I'd ever been there for a New Year's celebration. And after Nice's, the attack in Nice, France last year, they had beefed up security on the entire South Las Vegas Boulevard Strip. And so all the major intersections had buses and trucks and construction things parked in front. So in case they had another crazy person coming down the road driving through the crowd, they ended up blocking those off, and they had no bags, no backpacks. And because of that, and so I saw probably two or three companies of military guys in full regalia with M16s, body armor, and helmets, and then probably 300 plus police just on the, in the mile and a half that I walked. And I was like, wow. So after Nice was hit, they changed. But, part of terror is instilling fear, and they want to change. And that was one of the, and that's one of their goals. But it's trying to change political ideologies, and without getting too political, it's impacting our way of life. And if the way Americans have to change are to be more situationally aware, and moms, and dads who are privileged to just driving through life and not texting on their phones are easy targets, and they take advantage of it. Whether they're a sexual predator or an abductor, they're doing that with teenagers all over the nation and the world, for that matter. And you've seen people, adults, falling into manholes and down elevator shafts because they weren't paying attention. So, if anything we talk about now is become more situationally aware.
Absolutely. I could not agree more, Leon. Well, if you're dealing with trauma, for whatever reason, whether it's related to the carnage in Las Vegas or something else, you need to be aware that essential oils, doTERRA essential oils, would be a healthy, productive way to deal with trauma instead of alcohol products, pharmaceutical products that at long term cause great harm, if not death. Quiet, thoughtful prayer is a very important part of this, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. So, yes, I agree. And matter of fact, one of the new items that came out was there's a professionally designed set of blends that are specifically for stretching and yoga. And so I know the Christians don't believe or don't like the idea of, you know, emptying your mind, and I'm the same way. When I hear people say, "Oh, I'm in the Christian yoga," you know, it's almost paradoxical. But in essence, you can stretch, and you can pray at the same time, and so these oils are known to allow you to focus and to calm down. And so this just came out, you know, 2 weeks ago, and it was done by a professional who's world renowned, and she picked these oils, working with the scientists at doTERRA, to find out the ones that were best. So you can put them in a diffuser, and even if you don't have a diffuser, if you touch the oil to your nose now becomes a diffuser. And so you'll be breathing that in for the next 2 to 4 hours, depending on your absorption and how much you put on. So you can use these oils to calm down. I mean, I think I told you about this man which his dog, we were doing a class on preparedness up in northern Colorado, and he had two dogs. One was blind, or nearly blind, and he tied the dog to a porch that wasn't his. It was in his own porch, so he wasn't aware of it, but the dog got under it and hung himself during the class. And it changed his life. He had been with the dog for 15 years, and he was under a massive amount of stress. And so the other people in the class had his children there. We prayed with him. But the first thing I gave him was frankincense, lavender, and also serenity, and a citrus oil. I made a blend, and he drove home the 70-some miles out of the mountains to his house. And he called me about a week later and said those oils allowed me to get home in one drive, because he was crying before he got the oils.
Right.
And
right.
It was part of the family. I mean, the other his kids were there with him, and they saw this dog was hung, and we tried to resuscitate him, but it had already been 15 years. I mean, I'm sorry, 15 minutes in which the dog had already, he was already cold. So it was very quick. Whereas, you know, there are some oils that you can use, you know, when you're doing CPR, and you can do CPR on dogs as well, just like you do them on babies. You're just a bit more, you modify the technique. I mean, you don't have to do mouth-to-mouth. They find that, you know, they still have 75% success with chest compressions. And so when I take the combat medic classes and the ER classes, that's one of the ones they say, okay, people who don't have mouth dams, and they don't have the techniques for that, do the chest compressions until, you know, EMT gets there. And so once you get started, you can't stop. So all these things, you know, under the stress that man was under and his family, those oils had a huge impact. So, you know, people discount it, but when a member of your family you've known for 15 years dies in front of you, it affects your ability to drive home pretty cogently and safely. So he said, yes, they made a huge difference. So, you know, and people discount it. It's just a dog, but, you know, watch the movie John Wick 2. It's just a dog, too, and you see the carnage that was attached to that. So it's quite prevalent to realize that you can impact emotions with something as simple as an oil, because your brain is attached to it limbically.
Right, right. Well, I agree absolutely. I never really owned dogs until I was living out in the country. I didn't think it was fair to the dog to own the dog in the city, and not let it have the life a dog should have. And it didn't occur to me how the dog becomes part of the family, and how attached you become to them until I actually had dogs of my own. And it's a very true statement, Leon. They all have their own unique little personality, and they are very special critters. But the oils will help you in daily life. Whether you're a high-performing athlete like my grandson, who's got a college scholarship playing football, or you're dealing with chronic health conditions that may be debilitating, or anywhere in between, the oils will help you to achieve your goals, won't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. These are the tools, just like you described it. You know, if you have the tool and you apply it, it's great. But if you don't have the tools, and now you're just at your own vices, and typically the vices are, you know, nicotine, caffeine, and alcohol. And so, you know, none of those are, and drugs for that matter. So those are not going to be effective ways to combat stress and mourning. And so And you see on TV, you know, you see the prayer vigils, and it's to get the people together to realize that, hey, God has a huge impact. And then you get the atheists come out saying, well, where's your God now? And it rains on the sinner and the saint alike. And so you're gonna see the pushback right now. You already see the idiot politicians saying, hey, we need to take all the guns away. And I watch, you know, America and Serbia have the highest numbers per capita of guns in the world. If that's the case, we should also have the highest murder rates, and that's not the case. Honduras and El Salvador win that hands down. We're number 94 in the world. So, you know, their rationale and the stupidity is just renowned. And so it's just going to be a travesty. You see how it'll get worse. And, you know, if you look biblically, yes, the Book of Revelation talks about the amount of carnage. And so these are the birth pangs. And I'm very saddened to see this. And having gone to the city, and I'm going there again next week. So I realize that we have to change our habits and also change our words.
Right. Well, we have a man on the ground, Chris, in Las Vegas. We asked him yesterday to visit some of these hospitals and speak with friends and relatives of victims who are in the hospital to get some firsthand reporting. Chances are, this will be people receiving hospital care when you go there. And is it next week, you say, Leon?
Next
going
to be there. I'm leaving Thursday.
Oh, you're leaving Thursday, as in the day after tomorrow?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. I'll be there for a week. Yes.
Yeah, there'll still be people receiving treatment in these hospitals from these injuries suffered. And the pushback from the anti-gun people will be immediate. It's already started. And we need to we need our own pushback to preserve the Second Amendment. We've found out the last 2 years that trucks are very effective at murdering dozens of people. And that's not going to go away. If you are willing to give up your life in order to murder dozens of people, you'll find a way to do it with or without firearms, won't you, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, more people are killed, and I was looking at these FBI statistics last night. More people are killed with hands and feet, twice as many than firearms are. So, you know, at what point does the rationale and the emotional appeal or irrational appeal, you know, stop? Because if more people are killed with that, and then you have cars, are they going to have everybody walking around with no ability to open a box? I mean, it's all fear-based by what they're doing.
It's disconcerting. One of the many murders that I worked as an investigator, the murder weapon was a pair of cowboy boots, which were prominently displayed as the murder weapon of the crime that was committed. So, yes, almost anything can be used to murder people, and trucks are easily and readily available anywhere on the planet and are readily used as weapons of mass destruction. And that's not going to change. There may be enhanced security at these large venues, but the smaller venues that happen in communities, 1,000 communities all over the United States, they can't possibly be protected from a determined suicidal individual with a truck, can they, Leon?
No, sir. They cannot do that. If you ever get a chance to check out, I finished that book called The Day of Wrath by William Forson, who is the original guy who wrote 1 Second After. And so that was about the EMP, but then he did one on terrorists nationwide, in which they hit all these elementary schools, and then they went after the parents and all the first responders going to these schools. And they weren't going after big cities. These are small-town places, Massachusetts, Reno. And so they wanted to strike the Great Satan. Yeah, the heart of the Great Satan. And so their goal was to say, okay, you think you're invincible in the big cities? Well, we're going to go after you in small towns. And so this book was very eye-opening, thinking that, hey.
I just wrote it down. I'll probably get it in my Kindle before the day's over. We got a caller and holder. We got Wolverine Fred from Michigan. Good morning, Wolverine Fred.
Hey there, John. This
Go ahead.
I can guarantee this is a premeditated staged event. all you got to remember is Sheldon Adelson, the casino guru dude, 3 years ago, sponsored a global conference in Tel Aviv regarding the future of Iran and Syria, et cetera, and the ultimate conclusion was they would have to be nuked at some point in time, naturally, because the chosen people, the satanic Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar, Shabbat.
Hold that thought, Fred. We got our last break. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 3rd of October. Fred, can you summarize your thoughts in 30 seconds? We're real close to the end here.
Well, John, there has been, for the last 100-plus years, a most insidious, nefarious, covert plan, international plan of subterfuge and... global tyranny, as you know, And interestingly, it involves, in Europe, what's called the Coudenhove Kalergi Plan, the genocide of the European people via forced migration and what they call miscegenation.
Right. Fred, we're getting into your... We can't. We don't have time to get into all this esoteric stuff. There's only got less than 2 minutes, but we do thank you for your call, sir. Okay, Leon. Concluding our conversation here, we want to help people to get through this trauma in a healthy manner, don't we?
Absolutely, and I pray for the families and all the people involved. The EMT and the responders, and also the veterans that were there helping, you know, with immediate care. So, you know, they've been traumatized as well, and I feel that the doTERRA oils can be very effective in helping them de-stress and relax as much as they can, because they're going to be dealing with these issues
right.
for years. And
right.
even if people on my team are working with the Sandy Hook victims of that elementary school massacre as well, and they're using the oils, and that's the only holistic treatment that is being allowed there, the Sandy Hook, with both the counselors and the students and the parents and the teachers. So that's the only techniques that they're using there that have been approved by the school board. So, you know, you can use these oils naturally at home as well in a corporate setting. So there's so many benefits, and I look forward to helping as many people as possible.
Absolutely. Leon, I want to thank you for being with us. We're about to wrap up the show here, and we'll have you back next Tuesday, sir.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
Okay, appreciate it. As I mentioned, the prepper tip of the day is to get your hands on a copy, probably multiple copies. Once you watch it, you're going to want multiple copies for other friends and family members. It's the movie titled In Search of Liberty, the website to get your hands on this and watch the trailer. InSearchOfLiberty.com. That's InSearchOfLiberty.com. I've been in touch with the producers and hope to have somebody on here soon to talk about the movie in more detail. It's a very well done, very professional movie. I think you'll get a lot of it. Wednesday tomorrow we should have Professor McCanny with us. First hour, second hour I believe will be open. Thursday, I hope that Tim Spencer can be with us. He's recovering from having his left leg amputated, but if he's available, he will be with us. Friday, first hour, we'll talk about emergency communications with Tom Berryhill. The second hour, health-related matters with Dr. Myers. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.